Time now for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, starring Master Gardener Tom Casper, a man who joins us this morning on the phone to answer the question that we have all been waiting on tenterhooks to find the answer to. Did you get your electric wheelbarrow over the holidays? I'm gathering that the giggling means no.
No, but I got some really nice gloves, which, you know, help in the yard, not like an electric wheelbarrow.
But no, but, you know, there's always next year. It's kind of like that pony.
Yeah, the gift that remains ungiven
is
my electric wheelbarrow.
Your electric wheelbarrow. So tell me, do gardeners make New Year's resolutions? And if so, what are the kind of resolutions that they make that they could perhaps actually keep? I've got a few kind of sketched out for myself, but I'm interested in hearing what the expert has to say.
Well, I think a lot of gardeners, it may not be specifically January 1st, I'm going to, but a lot of us start making plans for our gardens even in the fall before that, or the summer, or it might be a multiple year plan that they've been thinking about doing to their yard, and this year they're going to take on this piece of it, stuff like that. So yeah, absolutely, gardeners do projects or think about what they're going to grow, and certainly with the catalogs arriving now in full force and the ongoing and the continued interest in growing your own food and foods that are healthier for you and things like that. There's lots of those kinds of resolutions that go on with gardeners. And even people who would maybe not classify themselves as gardeners, but people who want to grow some of their own food. So
I want to ask you something that you may or may not know the answer to, but that's what we do on this show. I know that frequently those seed catalogs are made from a kind of a glossy paper, but could a person actually go through a seed catalog, order stuff out of the seed catalog, and then mulch it up and use it in their garden?
Sure.
Cool.
Sure, and a lot of people use things like that or newspapers as sheet mulch, and they'll put that down in their garden between a layer of compost or wood chips or something like that, and it's a weed suppressant that will, over the course of maybe a couple of years, rot away in the garden. So during that course, especially in new gardens, it will suppress the weeds for a couple of years to help a new gardener get going.
Unless they have burdock. I got bad news for you, dude. If you've got burdock, nothing. But I don't know. I'm thinking fire. Watching a home show, and the people had the Giardia bacteria in their backyard, and the home show people had to come in, cut down all of their lawn, and then they were out there with flamethrowers, burning away at the ground, and then they tilled it, and then they burned it again, and they had to do all this to get rid of this bacteria. And I'm thinking that flamethrowers are the next step in the anti-burdock war.
Well, I use a flamethrower for some weed control, and it does work very well for burning the tops off of weeds and certainly slowing them down. And that's another story, but you certainly want to make sure if you're using it that you're in a place where you're not going to catch other things on fire.
We need to get some video of this at some point. You do realize that. We need to add this to the website. We need to, maybe we could have a couple of episodes of extreme gardening in 2018.
Yeah.
And there could be some flame throwing. And I'm excited about it now.
Yeah, I like that. So last week, it seems like a long time ago, you announced, or it was announced on your show, the vegetable of the year.
Oh, yeah. That happens right here in the studio.
Right. And an excellent choice was made, kohlrabi, which is one of my favorite vegetables. It's so easy to grow and multiple varieties of it. But the folks are looking and making their plans. It's a good vegetable considering to consider in our climate, because it really does well in our, what are most of the time, our cooler summers. And matures very fast, so you can actually grow two crops of it in the garden. So you can start out early in the season, and it ripens in about 45 to 50 days, depending on the variety. Then you can plant it again in August, and you'll get a second crop of it in late September. So it's also frost tolerant and things like that. So an excellent choice in the garden as people are starting to plan their gardens. If they have that New Year's resolution and they're looking for what they're going to grow, certainly that vegetable of the year choice is a good one, and a good healthy one and good viable one for us. So
I kind of liked it just because of all of the things that kohlrabi rhymes with. I feel like it lends itself well to poetry.
That's true.
And you know that I actually ate some kohlrabi on that show.
You did?
I did. I consumed it live on the air. And it was really good. It was inoffensive, which for me is kind of the highest compliment you can pay a vegetable. I'm not a big broccoli fan. Broccoli to me is kind of a strong flavor that I'm not really excited about, but kohlrabi is like, all right, you know, and that might even be good out of the garden, you know, to pick it up and go crunch. Might be yummy.
Yeah, and you can cook the greens for it. It's a good iron in the foliage or the greens of the plant, and then of course the vegetable part of it, or the swollen stem part, is outstanding. Eaten fresh, where people can just slice it up and put different salad dressings or things on it, or in salads, or eating it just raw by the piece. It's also outstanding. And there's a variety that folks, if they're looking for something to wow their friends and neighbors, there's a variety called Cossack, and it gets to be about almost a pound in size, so it's larger than a softball. And it is still very tender and fresh, and they also have a long shelf life, too. So they're good for a lot of eating purposes, impressing your friends' purposes, and fun to have successful things growing in the garden as well.
Do you think that they lend themselves to sculpture?
Well, they're pretty dense. I think you could do some carving and enter it certainly in some county fairs and start a movement of kohlrabi carving that works its way up to the state fair level. I think you're onto something, Lisa.
Well, this is what the point of the new year is stretching the boundaries and kind of going in different directions. Here are a couple of my kind of semi-resolution thingies for the beginning of the year. Classes. I love classes. I love classes in all kinds of different things. I love learning new stuff. And so I'm going to keep my eyes open for a gardening class or some educational opportunity that appeals to me, whether it's just going to be something that will make me feel clever, that I know something new I'm interested in, or actually teach me an applicable skill like Tom Casper's Guide to Flame Throwing.
Bear Lawn has some classes coming up this winter into spring that you should look at, and other folks should look at if they go to their website. They've got some Gardening 101, Landscaping 101, Guide to Growing Peonies, native plants.
I need some new peonies. Okay, just got really excited about peonies. Okay, so that's what you start looking around and something grabs your curiosity and you think, oh yeah, I want to do that. Another thing I have on my list is mentoring. I'm lucky to know some people who can mentor me and help me achieve some goals, and they're teaching me stuff, and it's fun. It's the thing that you keep coming back to every year with spending time with somebody else and laughing and joking and having a visit and learning some stuff and getting a job done. And then I've got a problem area. Well, my whole yard is a problem area, but I have a particular problem area that I've kind of targeted, and I'm hoping that I can actually get it dealt with so that I can sit in my backyard and enjoy my what I'm hoping will be a bee and butterfly garden.
Yeah.
This summer.
Those are beautiful resolutions.
So make resolutions in a way that feel good and feel comfortable and feel like carrots. See, like a carrot. See what I did there with the gardening thing? Feel like little carrots on a stick to kind of motivate you to go forward, not just sticks. I'm not going to do this year.
Yeah.
You know, I'm giving up my plans for State Fair burdock unless... unless I can't get a hold of a flamethrower, in which case I got to go back to that plan.
Yeah. I got a flamethrower you can borrow.
Yeah. All right. That sounds like a plan. All right. Thanks, TK, for joining us. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks, okay?
You have yourself a good day.
You too. Tom Casper is a master gardener and our longtime and much beloved host of Tips for Hardy Gardeners every other Tuesday right here on Northland Morning.